This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get back to our old email roundup and the secret China documents and stuff like that, we're going to get to that this hour. I wanted to get to something else real quickly here. Remember this. This is something you know. I'm repeating myself, but just let's go over this again. The, quote, different groups of American communists that are out there. The Black Lives Matter civil rights groups and the feminists and the LGBTQ Air Force demon mob and the climate changers. They're not different groups, remember. They're all the same group. That's why even though it seems like they have nothing in common, they work together all the time. Isn't it miraculous that they want to put on a drag show for kids in a big city and Antifa comes out and runs security for them? Wait, what? I thought they were anti-fascist, but they're that's because they're all the same group. It's just one group, one goal. They have different, quote, branches because they need more people in, and it helps recruiting when you don't just have BLM. When you have feminists, when you have the climate change people, you're bringing more people into your tent when you go find more malcontents. But there's another part of it, and this is a part we always have to pay attention to. We have to understand how the, quote, different, I know they're not different, but how the different branches, how the different menu items on American communism, how they're meant to attack different things. Because remember, they're all meant to attack something. They're all meant to destroy something. They all have a role, just like a tool belt. I have a wrench, I have a screwdriver, I have a hammer. I need different tools depending on which problem sits in front of me. Their goal is what? Their overarching goal. It is the destruction of everything. You could try to narrow this down like many people try to do and say, well, they want to destroy America, or they want to destroy the West, or they want to destroy capitalism. And of course, all those things are true. But that actually, believe it or not, that oversimplifies and actually undersells what they want. Why? You've seen this over and over and over again throughout history. Once the communist gains total power, once he gets total power, and he's wrecked all the things he told you he wanted to wreck. I want to wreck the bourgeois. I want to wreck this. I want to wreck that. Well, they take power and they wreck it all. They don't stop. The wreckage just continues. It just refocuses onto something else. Because the religion itself, it doesn't actually have an end goal. It is a religion of destruction and domination. They want to destroy everything without end. There is no end in sight for them. It was just destroy and destroy and destroy. So they know they need to destroy different parts of American society in order to burn it down. In order to burn down everything, but let's focus on America for a moment. And the different groups are used for different things. You know what the Black Lives Matter, quote, civil rights, race hustling side is used for mainly? There are really two main ways that side has been used, and maybe it's been used effectively on you if you're being honest with yourself in small ways. Two different ways that side has been used. One, first and foremost, that's being used as an attack on the main and the biggest voting bloc that opposes Democrats, white evangelicals. That's the big voting bloc. They turn out for Republicans. They're big, they're powerful. It's obviously not all of them, but that's a big voting bloc. Democrats look at that and it makes them mad. They need those white people to shut up. The civil rights, Black Lives Matter portion of it, it's an effective way to attack those people. Paint those white evangelicals as racist or whatever the case may be. That helps them. But the main way, the quote, civil rights portion of the American communism, the main way they work is they attack our founding. They attack the notion that America itself is worth anything at all. In fact, you can still see people on the right now who will speak in terms like this. When they speak about America, they can't speak about it without getting out the shame of slavery, civil rights, the genocide of the Native Americans. We have to acknowledge this country. I mean, yeah, it's all right, but it was founded on evil, and really it is an evil nation. That helps. That is a huge benefit if you are American communism and you want to unmoor, you want to unchain Americans from the founding that they love and that they're proud of and that makes them great. When you talk about Thomas Jefferson, you're talking about one of the geniuses of all time, one of the great writers of all time, just a fascinating mind. And a fascinating mind for liberty and so huge and founding the country. And honestly, when I just brought up his name, I bet even if it's just on the inside, I bet you're smiling a little bit thinking about Thomas Jefferson. It's Thomas Jefferson, man. It's part of who we are as a nation, man. He's part of us. But what if I told you Thomas Jefferson owned slaves? He was just a slave owner. Slave owner. Slave owner. Slave owner who abused his slaves. He was a slave owner. That part of communism, of American communism, is hugely beneficial. Maybe not in totally breaking you away from our founding, but taking just a little bit of shine off of it. Now, it's still there. You're still a patriot. You still love America. But yeah, I mean, I guess we do kind of suck. That's what that branch is used for. We've talked a lot about the LGBTQ demon mob and what they're used for, their main role is to blow up the American family. If you have a country, it honestly doesn't matter what anyone learns in school or media or anything else. Those things really wouldn't matter at all. If you had a nation full of men marrying women, staying married, and making a bunch of babies in a strong family home, communism would never take root here. If you go look at actually all the poll numbers, because they poll that stuff, people who dad, mom, raised two family homes, they're all on the right. They're all bloodthirsty on the right. The communist has always understood. He understood this since Stalin. The American family has got to be blown up. The family unit itself, I should say, has got to be blown up. You can't have men marrying women, staying married, raising babies. Then the kids won't be anxiety-ridden. They won't try to rely on the state. They'll be content. They'll be happy. You have to do something to stop that. You cannot have a society full of content, happy people, and strong family units. So what do? Turn them all gay. 30%. Let's just pause on everything else. We told you about a poll a while ago, 6 months ago to a year. And what it was doing, it was going through the different generations and how many young people in those generations identified as somewhere in the LGBTQ, who knows, alphabet mob spectrum. And as you can imagine, it was virtually nothing like 50 years ago. And then still very small 40 years ago. And also growing a little bit, you know, like 30 years ago. Now, the number is 30% of young people. 30%. Identifying as somewhere on the LGBT, well, everything else aside, all the mental health issues aside, suicides, everything else aside, forget everything else for just a moment. If we have 30% of our population that doesn't reproduce, a man who won't marry a woman who won't marry a man, and make some babies with her. Again, I'm not even making any kind of any other argument at the moment. If 30% of your society has taken themselves out of the reproduce pool, your society will end. It's just about now. It's just a matter of dates. You can't afford to have 30% of your population. I'm gone. No reproduction for me. Because any given society, just naturally, many people won't reproduce anyway. Maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice. Maybe that's you. Maybe you can't. That's out there a lot. Male fertility issues, female fertility issues, very common out there. Not nobody's fault. Maybe you've chosen not to for various reasons. Yeah, look, a bunch of different reasons for it, but in any given society, a bunch of people already won't reproduce. So you can't afford as a nation to have 30% of your people remove themselves from the reproduction pool, or your nation will simply end. Eventually, you will run out of people. Your society will age, your society will die, and there won't be enough young people to replace them. Which brings us to the climate changers. What's their role? We'll discuss that in a moment. Before we discuss that, let's discuss personal safety. Remember, personal safety, it means simply, can you stop a bad, violent man from hurting you or someone you love? Can you do it? Are you sure you can do it? If the answer to that question is no, if the answer to that question is maybe, then that's not the end of the world. That makes you a normal person. I don't expect everyone to walk around like some kind of professional kickboxer. Do you have something on you that will allow you to stop him then? Hero defense systems, that's what they do. Non-lethal, by the way. So I don't like guns. That's fine. That's fine. You don't have to like guns like I do. That's fine. Non-lethal guns. Hero gun is a non-lethal gun. Shoots pepper balls. The hero arrow is a little smaller, a little more aerodynamic. It shoots pepper gel. Puts somebody on their butt crying, oh my gosh, my eyes burn, while you're alive and well. Hero2020.com code Jesse. Go get one for the person you love the most and ask them to carry it on them, please. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Ladies, that hero arrow fits right in your purse. Go now.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What an appropriate song, Chris, as we go into the climate change death mob. I know you did that on accident. Don't act like you didn't. But still, every now and then, Chris will mess up and do something right. Chris, allow me to pay you the highest compliment I can pay you. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and you can email us, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We were just going over. We're going to get to some old email roundups here in a second. But we're just going over the various branches of American communism and how they're tasked with destroying different parts of the American system. And we were going over all the others, but now let's focus on the climate changers, because Greta Thunberg and Time Magazine, they just went ahead and printed it. And I'm not going to go over the whole stupid article or anything like that, because that's boring and lame. But I do want to applaud Greta and Time for laying it out there, because this is a direct quote. Quote, until recently, you could argue it was possible to save the climate without having to change our behavior, but that is no longer possible. And she goes on to describe how we nations who have produced so much carbon, we basically need to blow ourselves up in order for the planet to do well, for the goodness of the planet. We need to redistribute all of our carbon across the planet. Maybe you are one of these people educated in America's anti-American education system. Maybe you're one of these people who consumes mainstream news, mainstream entertainment. Maybe you're one of these people sitting there listening to the sound of my voice. Maybe you genuinely believe that we are warming the planet or cooling the planet. You know, they change their mind every 15 minutes, but maybe you genuinely believe that we are harming the earth and that we should make some changes to harm the earth, okay? All right, maybe that's what you believe. I'm actually not going to insult you, but I am going to inform you. Remember, this is a new year, new me, Chris, like we talked about. This is extra nice, Jesse. I am going to inform you that you've actually been lied to by every part of your system, and what you support when you talk about going green, when you see the endless things about saving the planet and you nod in agreement and you think your electric vehicle is doing anything but lowering your T levels, what you actually support is the destruction of everything you hold dear. And actually, if you're one of these people who believes man is destroying the planet and that we should go green, you don't know this. And I know you don't know this. So I'm telling you right now, and it's going to be hard to hear, you actually are a genocidal maniac. Because here's what your base belief system. And let me explain. Your base belief system is that the air I'm breathing out right now, that is carbon, that is destroying the planet. That's what the climate change movement is. The cow farts, the breath, that it's destroying the planet. And therefore, to save the planet, we have to have a lot less. How are we going to do that without killing a bunch of people? You don't know it, but you're being used. You've been lied to, and you're being used to destroy America's capitalist system, to destroy all of America's prosperity. While the LGBTQ nutters are busy blowing up the American family and the, quote, civil rights people are blowing up America's founding and how Americans feel about the country, you have been tasked with taking all the prosperity you see around you, lighting it on fire and watching it burn. I know you think you're about saving the planet and Mother Earth, and believe me, I know your science teacher seemed so smart and sure of himself when he was showing you that the graphs and the charts and the carbon's increasing and, oh my gosh, the polar ice caps. And I know it sounds so real, and it's so difficult to believe that all these people could be lying to you. They're either all wrong or they're all lying to you. And that is so difficult to believe. But that, here, I'll pause on that for a second. That is the major challenge everyone has to overcome at this point in time. If you're one of these man-made climate change is real people, the challenge you face is the challenge so many people face right now. Are you brave enough? Are you bold enough to step out of the world of make-believe that has been created for you by an activist school system, by an activist scientific community, by an activist medical community, by an activist media, by an activist entertainment system, by an activist federal government? Are you bold and brave enough to break those chains and step out of that system and say, I have been lied to. It's time to go find the truth, because that's what it will take is bravery. And allow me to warn you before you take that step. Once you take that step, a couple things are going to happen. And I have an email I'm going to read about this here in a moment. Once you take the step and you decide for yourself, Jesse, I'm done being one of these normies who believes what I'm told. I'm going to step out and I'm going to read things for myself and I'm going to figure out what's right. You're going to figure out two different things. And I can't tell you whether these are good or bad, but I can tell you it will happen to you. One, you will be stunned at the revelations in your life of just how many lies you've been told about everything. As soon as you start going down that rabbit hole, you will find out it's awfully deep. I haven't reached the bottom yet. That's one. And two, you will have times when you want to go back. You will have times where you want to put the genie back in the lamp and you want to forget that there's a whole world out there that's lying to you. You want to get plugged back into the matrix. This is my warning to you, but it's true. Now, I have an email about that in a moment. I'll read it for you in a second. Just know we got a long, hard slog, all right? Doesn't mean we can't have fun. Doesn't mean we can't laugh. Just means we got a million little battles to fight. Part of that battle's in the corporate world. It is now, always has been, always will be, but it's much, much, much worse today. Much worse today. The corporate world has chosen to throw their lot in with the communists. Well, much of it has. Unless you and I are willing to put our money where our morals are, or I guess I should say stop putting our money where our morals aren't, then we will never win. Start punishing these companies for spitting on you and your values. You have a cell phone. Did you switch to Pure Talk yet? The American company, patriotic company. You know they only staff Americans in customer service who speak English. Your bill goes way down. My bill got cut in half. Dial #250 right now from your cell phone and say Jesse Kelly. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you you can email us your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All those can be emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But back to what we were talking about taking the step, and it is a bold step, to realize that you have been lied to, even by the relatively normie right. You've been lied to about so many things, and you're going to choose to step out and find the truth and think for yourself that there are risks that come with it. And the risks are this. Well, I mean, there are two things, like I said, they're going to happen. You're going to find out you weren't lied to about just one thing. You're going to find out they've lied to you about most things. And two, well, I think this guy's email summed it up better than I can. Jesse, would it be easier and or better to just be normie norm again? Sometimes I wish I can be normie norm again. In the past, I watched O'Reilly on Fox. I did listen to Rush here and there. Used to watch his TV show, but it was still kind of normie norm. But I was still kind of normie norm. Now, I look at Red State and Revolver multiple times a day. I'm following up on your show, Bongino, Bannon, Cruz podcast. It would be much easier to just be normie norm again. Goes on to talk about Obama pulling him out of it, so on and so forth. Would it be easier? Well, that's the ultimate question, isn't it? What do you want out of life? Because if you want me to give it to you right between the eyes, I will. If you choose to embark on this journey where you're not going to be normie norm, you're not just going to watch Fox News for 10 minutes a night and think you're boned up on the issues where you're actually going to dig into things. Look, I'm preaching to the choir to you, but it's not easier. It's harder. It's so much easier just to do what you're told. It is so much easier. You know, historically, slavery, right? Slavery has taken, the whole history of the world is slavery. You know how many stories there are historically of slaves, once they've been freed, begging their masters to keep them on as slaves? You know, that sounds insane to you, right? No, I could never. What? I'd be running for the hills. What? I would tell you, probably the norm. Once the human mind has been conditioned for so long to do what it's told by this person, do it when you're told, be taken care of, tell me where to go, tell me what I'm going to eat, the human mind can grow accustomed to that. You know that great story about Pompey Magnus? Remember Julius Caesar and Pompey Magnus kind of came up together in Rome? And Pompey Magnus, who's almost he's almost an afterthought now, but he was this incredible Roman general and this legend of Rome. And I won't go into all the details, but eventually he's escaping from Caesar after he got his butt kicked. And he goes down to Egypt. And as he goes onto the shores of Egypt, the Egyptians, really trying to win Caesar's favor, they kill him. As soon as he goes on shore, his wife and I believe one child, if I remember right, his wife and child are watching from a bigger boat. He gets in a little boat with the Egyptians and goes on to shore to talk with the Egyptians. And right there, boom, 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 gets stabbed a whole bunch of times, killed right there on the shore. They kill Pompey right in front of his wife and kid. And I remember the story of his servant. His slave, his personal slave. Imagine how crappy it would be to be somebody's personal slave. Hey, go here. Go do this. Hey, I'm out of toilet paper. Go get me a beer. Wash the couch. Spilled some beer on it. Whoops, I'm ready to go to bed. Get the sink warm. Just think about the life of being someone's personal slave. This slave, after watching his master, his boss, be killed, he's finally free. He didn't run for the hills and say, I'm free. He didn't go up to the Egyptians and say, gosh, thank you, man. Hey, would you mind? These Egyptian chicks are pretty hot. I heard they shaved their legs. Would you mind if I moved in? It's not what he said. He fell down and covered Pompey Magnus with his body and wept because his master was dead. If you choose to stop being normie norm, and again, I'm preaching to the choir with the Jesse Kelly Show listeners, but I'm talking about your neighbors, your brothers, your fathers, and the various new people who are listening. It's going to be hard. Let's talk about something. It's going to be hard. Let's talk about something that's difficult to accept. Really, really difficult to accept. You know what it's been like for me to go from normie norm to somebody who chooses to dig into these things. Speaking of history, why not? It's a good night to do some history. Chernobyl. You know Chernobyl. You at least know the name. Now, what was it? Let's do a little just brief recap. I know we have a bunch of kids who listen to the show and whatnot. Soviet Union. Soviet Union was constantly trying to keep up with us, keep up with the Joneses. This is during the Cold War, the latter part of the Cold War. And part of this was nuclear power. So they get this nuclear power plant. It's actually modern day Ukraine, but they get this nuclear power plant. And because the communists make everybody poorer and make everything poorer, you eventually have to do shortcuts with so many different parts of life. Honestly, every part of communism sucks because just everything gets shortchanged because there's not as much money. In East Germany, the elites, they would try to sneak American televisions in. The civilian population was not allowed to have American televisions. They had to have crappy communist ones. They didn't want them. They sucked. They were terrible. But the elites, hey, smuggle me in one of those American ones because they were better. Well, that applies to everything. It applies to nuclear power plants as well. And because they shortchanged themselves on so many different critical items, eventually, during a safety check, there was a terrible accident at Chernobyl. And I want to encourage you on something. Try to read a book on Chernobyl. I think it's very educational. Or if you can't do that, maybe you're not a reader. Maybe you're one of these 8 million people yelling at me to make an audiobook of my version, which is available at jessekellybook.com. If you can't do that, the series on HBO, I watched it. I was stunned at how well done it was and how accurate it was. If you're not a book person, Jesse, I don't do books. There's like some 5-6 part miniseries on HBO called Chernobyl where you can get the skinny. You can get the facts on how it went. But if you watch that or if you read anything on it, what you'll see is this. We're talking about the transition going from normie norm to what we are now. If you watch that, I remember because I read the books about Chernobyl long before that series came out and long before I came out of the darkness and realized how corrupt our system was. What you see is in the immediate aftermath of the accident where they knew right away there was poison in the air and the civilians were in danger. They knew it. They knew it right away. They didn't gather together to discuss how to protect the people. It just wasn't on their mind because, remember, they were a late-stage empire, too. The Soviet Union was about to crumble. They were all just about looting the treasury and protecting themselves. They all gathered together. Meetings are all documented to discuss, how do we keep this quiet? How do we cover this up? Oh, the people? Well, I don't know. Let's just hope they don't find out. Whatever. Just grab some of these radioactive rocks. Throw them in your pickup truck, Larry. Whatever. Just keep it quiet. And I remember this most of my life. I remember reading these stories about Chernobyl, or a new article about Chernobyl, and I remember as an American, as somebody who absolutely adores my country, and I'm very proud of it and proud of what we've been, I remember looking down my nose at them and all the stories like that that come out of corrupt countries. I remember looking and thinking, oh, man, what a trash country. What a trash country. Imagine living in a country where the leaders are so corrupt you can have a disaster like this. And all they care about is themselves and covering it up. And I remember thinking, no, I did. Look, this is on me. And I remember thinking, thank God on high, I live in America, man. I couldn't imagine living under a government like that. Well, I got an audio bit for you. You ready? I'll play it for you in a second. Before we get to that, might be a good time right about now to make sure that you are physically as healthy as humanly possible, both for the coming days and to avoid your doctor who you probably don't want to go see because he probably thinks diversity and equity are an important part of medical care. Either way, natural herbal supplements are how we're going to do this. Not more chemical stuff, not more Pfizer stuff, natural herbal supplements. Go to chalk.com, chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscriptions. Subscriptions on what? Everything. Everything on the website is for sale when you subscribe. Chalk.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. But I'm just glad I don't live in one of those corrupt nations. Dirty Soviets. Or do I? Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. So, speaking of stepping out of the normie norm era and stepping into the informed generation, I was talking about how I used to look down my nose at these corrupt countries, like the story of Chernobyl used to be a great opportunity for me to look down my nose at these countries that would have terrible things happen and their governments were so rotted and corrupt that they would just lie and cover things up and not care about the people at all. Here's Ohio Governor Mike DeWine.
The federal government is conducting an investigation to determine why this wreck occurred, this crash occurred. We await that and certainly will be interested in seeing what is going on. Look, the president called me and said, anything you need. I have not called him back after that conversation. I will not hesitate to do that if we're seeing a problem or anything, but I'm not seeing it.
Governor Mike DeWine told everybody in East Palestine to go back home and drink bottled water. The residents of East Palestine, Ohio, after that train wreck, are having skin rashes. Their animals are dying. There's a black cloud you can see from outer space. And the government is telling them, just go home and grab a bottle of water. It is a hard, hard thing to, and I'm not saying this for everybody, to get to where I've become. And that is realizing that we have slowly, during my lifetime, turned into one of the countries I used to look down my nose at. Chris just said, and he's right, heart attacks for young adults up 30% from 2 years ago. Why? Well, everyone knows why. Everyone knows why young people are having heart attacks at an alarming rate. You can't turn on the television without seeing a news story about a new, young, healthy athlete collapsing on the field, dead, 15, 16, 18, 20, heart attack. You see it. I see it. You have eyes, and you know exactly what it is. Let's not play kid games here. You know exactly what it is. It's the thing the government tried to force you to take. The government, the United States government, the government of the United States of America tried to have you fired if you didn't take the thing that's blowing up the hearts of 18-year-olds. It's time. This is why it's difficult to step out of that realm, because it's time to step up and admit the kind of country we have now, the kind of leadership, the kind of government we have now. And that's tough, isn't it? That's tough. What are you going to do? All right. Inflation will remain sticky for a decade, and Gen Z and millennials are to blame. Okay, well, let's slow down on that. We're not blaming generations. I have always hated this when older generations blame the next generation. I've always hated it. They all do this. I guarantee Moses was doing this in his time. You next generation, no hard work. Back in my day, we would, of course, everyone does. Let me explain something. Every generation has wonderful people, and every generation has turds. Yes, your generation too. There are plenty of new turds. We're not going to sit and blame inflation on the newer generation, though. I think it was pretty much everybody. I mean, there was a tiny, tiny percentage of us who didn't believe in closing an economy in the name of a virus. If you were one of the people who stood with me on day one and said, no, 15 days to slow the spread. What? You don't stop your economy. That's insane. That's stupid. Go back and figure out something different. That's dumb. Then you can say inflation wasn't my fault. Everyone else, it is your fault. Right? Now, what's the result of that? The result is we got markets all over the place. We have all these dire predictions about the markets too. Recession, second Great Depression. What do you want me to tell you? I don't know what to tell you. You're buying real estate or you're not? Are you? Are you buying things you can touch and feel? Land, gold, real estate? Maybe you don't know about real estate. It's hard to know, right? Where do you buy? Do I buy here? Do I buy there? Jesse, I bought one house in my life. Jesse, I don't know what to do. You don't have to know anything about real estate. All you have to do is know the people at Done For You Real Estate. They find everything for you. They find you the properties in the best markets. They vet them. They secure the financing. They get the place insured. They manage the closing. The rental process, they even have. You don't do anything. You protect your money by going to doneforyoujesse.com, and then they handle it all. Why haven't you done that yet? Doneforyoujesse.com. These people were trying to kill us. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, how did the lie that we are all equal come to be so persuasive? It's so bizarre to me. I want a meritocracy so bad, but it's the exact opposite. Okay, why did that law become equal? Well, let me ask you a question, because people, I've had this question before. Why did this thing catch on? This, hey, we're all equal. We're just equal. And of course, the equality movement, which is ridiculous. People aren't equal. You're not equal to me. I'm not equal to you. No human being is equal. God made us all different. But that became a big movement. Well, we're all equal. And that, of course, led to now equity, which is just full-blown open communism. But how did it take hold? Here's how it took hold. Always keep in mind, always, the communist uses your values against you. Because he has no values, he uses your values against you, and he knows what your values are. You ever read any stories about the devil? Does the devil appear and he looks like he does in the movies with the big horns and the fangs, and he looks evil and like he's getting ready to take you down to hell? No. He looks good. He looks nice. Actually, sounds nice. In fact, he'll probably quote the Bible to you. You know, he knows the Bible too. Quote the Bible to you. Why? Because if you're going to guide somebody down a path that's destructive to them, you must incentivize them to go down the path with things that are appealing to them. Hey, Jesse, I have this horrible road of death. And at the end of it, you'll fall off a cliff into a big vat of rats and they'll eat you alive. Well, I don't want to go down that cliff. So instead, what's he do? Hey, Jesse, come down this road. I put an extra slice of pizza here just for you. Hey, Jesse, just a little bit further down the road. Hey, nachos, man. I know you're a big queso, man. Nachos. Oh, you're getting pretty full. Jesse, come on. Just a little bit further. Got some Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits. You're a big fan of those. Ooh, I bet those taste good. Come on down. Come on down. The communists tried very early on, courtesy of the Soviet Union, to get the American people to just buy the in-your-face version of communism. Hey, capitalism sucks. Look at what we have. Well, Americans rejected that immediately. They looked at the crappy stuff they had and the great stuff we had, and they said, no, I think I'm good. So the communists knew he had to change tactics. A lot of the stuff goes clear back to the Frankfurt School and stuff like that. But Frankfurt School, I don't know why I can't talk. But anyway, he decided he needed to start doing things that appealed to you. And what's more appealing to the average American? A place where we reject the monarchy. We don't have kings and queens here. What's more appealing to the average American than equality? Hey, we're just all equal, guys. Don't you believe in that? Don't you believe in equal? We're all equal. Soon, you have Southwest Airlines planes splashing into the ocean. That's where equality is going to end up. We have a whole hour. Speaking of equality, speaking of those airline pilots. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.